SRN News. I'm John Scott.
House Republicans are barreling into a crucial week in their effort to pass President Trump's legislative agenda, with key policy hangups threatening to upend leadership's timeline for approving the sprawling package. Details on this from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Meanwhile, the House Ways and Means Committee, which has the arduous task of crafting the massive tax portion of the bill, had aimed to mark up this week, but that plan is on thin ice as the panel struggles to work through a series of hot-button issues.
That's correspondent Bernie Bennett. President Trump wants to reopen Alcatraz. That's the notorious former prison on a California island. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
Declaring Alcatraz a symbol of law and order, the president is directing his government to reopen and expand the island prison, which has been closed for more than 60 years. He wrote online that the prison should house America's most ruthless and violent offenders. Alcatraz was closed in 1963 due to crumbling infrastructure. It's now a major tourist site that is operated by the National Park Service. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A corrections officer pleading guilty to manslaughter in the fatal beating of a handcuffed inmate at an upstate New York prison in December. The attack on Robert Brooks at the Marcy Correctional Facility was caught on video by guards' body cameras, sparked public outrage, and led to the charges against 13 people. The plea deal calls for Christopher McGrath to get a 15-year prison sentence. Officials say three people killed, four injured, nine others are missing after a small boat overturned in the ocean off San Diego. The Coast Guard responding early Monday to reports of a capsized Pinga-style boat near Torrey Pines State Beach. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 113 points, the Nasdaq losing 20. This is SRN News. What is truth?
Pontius Pilate wasn't the only one who couldn't figure that out, apparently. A new study from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University reveals that 66% of American adults either reject or doubt the existence of any absolute moral truth. The even more devastating result of the CRC poll is that 61% of people who attend Protestant churches in this country also reject or doubt the existence of absolute moral truth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Chief Justice John Roberts appears to hold a key vote on whether the Supreme Court will allow the nation's first publicly funded religious charter school in Oklahoma. Four conservative justices seem firmly on the side of the St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual School and the state charter school board that approved it. The liberal justices seem just as likely to vote the taxpayer-funded school would violate the First Amendment. This is SRN News. British counterterrorism officers have arrested several Iranian men over an alleged plot to attack an unspecified target in London.
London's Metro Police say authorities are detaining five men between the ages of 29 and 46 in various parts of England. Reason? On suspicion of preparing a terrorist attack. Four of the men are Iranian citizens, and the nationality of the fifth remains under investigation. Police say they arrested three other Iranian men in London on suspicion of a national security offense as part of a separate probe.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart, authorities questioning all the suspects at police stations and have not charged them. Iran's foreign minister is in Pakistan to try and mediate in the escalation between Islamabad and New Delhi after last month's deadly attack on tourists in the Indian-controlled part of Kashmir. Pakistan's military has been on high alert. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.